All right. So welcome to our first Practice Accelerator meeting, Mastermind for the year 2018. Wow. We're starting a new year and I'm anxious to talk to everybody. I know we skipped December, which we usually do just because nobody's ready to jump into new stuff in December, but now it's January. So I want to hear what you're all up to and what you need support with. So first of all, Annette, I want to welcome Annette. Annette joined Practice Accelerator in November at Shine. So welcome to our cozy little group.
Thank you.
It's a great group and very supportive of each other. And Janet also joined in November. So welcome to Janet and Annette. So I want to get started. Usually we start the meetings with a success. So you like to, everybody goes around and just a quick share of a success. And then we go around and everybody gets time to do a sharing and ask for support. So let's just start. I'm going to go in the order that you're on my screen. It has nothing to do probably with the order that you're on your screen, but I have Lisa up at the top. So Lisa, you want to start?
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Am I on mute? No. I have two celebrations. First, I started cleaning out my pantry in my kitchen and my pantry in my, I've got a big pantry and I haven't cleaned it out for like a couple of years. So that was like big thing to do. But in terms of business, I 2 days ago went through and looked at my pricing and identified gaps where I had pricing in my programs. And now I hope to get the program verbiage more finalized. It'll go up on the new website. But I first had to see what I was offering and where the gaps were and what new offerings are. And I'll talk more about that a little bit later, but I thought that was at least a good start that I looked and identified, gaps and, where people could start. And
it's perfect. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Great. Thank you. All right. Annette.
Okay. Since we spoke last week and I shared a little bit then, some unexpected and surprising book sales.
Oh.
Not sure where they're coming from. I don't really care. but I did tweak some of the lists that I had the book listed under. So that might have helped. But those were fun.
I love that. And I think a lot of it has to do with intention too. I know that sounds wacky and, out in the ether. But when you set the intention that this is what's going to move, suddenly, you put the intention out and it happens. So good. Congratulations. And we you left the call without us scheduling the VIP day, so we have to schedule that.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Steph.
Am I on mute?
You are unmuted now.
Okay, thanks. So I am sticking to my schedule, and I have my, papers on the wall about all the programs that I'm going to sell and complete this year. And I'm feeling pretty focused, so I think that's good. Yay. I still am working on my voice, but...
Yeah, that's been like a month practically, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been about a month.
Whew.
I need to rest it. It's yesterday I was directing a choir. Monday there was another choir. If I'm not doing that, I'm doing a webinar or I'm talking.
Yeah, you need to rest it. I thought I was going to lose my voice on Sunday, and I was coughing a lot on Sunday, Monday, but now I'm better because I did rest it. I was very good about laying in bed and not talking very much. Yeah. Good. Good for you. And Jane.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm just happy actually to be on a call.
I'm glad you are too. Now you're in a new place in your house. I don't recognize this. This is by the front door.
Yes, I am. I moved my office.
Oh,
so, you know, I'm the big feng shui person, so I tend to move things around. So I'm actually in preparation of getting my house ready for retreats. So, which meant that I had to give up my office.
Oh.
But I always knew that I was going to move downstairs anyway, because I always wanted to be on the same level with the kitchen and my main room instead of, tracking upstairs and downstairs. So
yeah.
New Year's brought, moving around and feng shuiing, and over the next couple of months, I'll be replacing carpets and buying beds and, and setting up stuff like that. So
Wow. So you get to house people at your home then? It's do the retreats and they'll sleep there. Oh my gosh. How many can you house?
So I can start with at least 7 people. Or at least I have 7 beds, and some of them are like doubles and queens. And so I can start with that. And then the kind of the 2-year plan that we have is to build out our basement and also build a barn, which will have a large meeting space. And hopefully I can get some more rooms in there too.
Nice. Oh, I'm excited. This is something I always wanted to do. So, wow. Yeah.
I love retreats. I love doing my Mount Shasta retreats. And everybody's been asking for them. And So wow. We'll see what happens. This morning it's snowing. So this morning I actually in the snow walked around the acreage to see actually where I would put the new house.
Wow. Cool. I'm excited. You know, it's interesting because this last weekend I was in a seminar conference and there's this marketing guy. I don't know if you ever heard of him, Dean Graziosa. He's supposed to be this really hot marketing guy. Anyway, he said one of the ways he, you know, makes good money pretty quickly is he'll send out a very casual email to his list and say, hey, you know, it makes it sound really personal. He doesn't sound it to everybody. Hey, John, I'm just thinking about you because I'm planning on doing a little retreat. It's going to be doing this, that, and the other thing. And it's just for a very small group of people. Just let me know if you're interested and reply to this. So it's very casual. And then they reply and then they send them, oh, this is all about it. And here's how much it costs. And his are usually like $5,000 for 3 days. I don't know that I would be charging $5,000 for a 3-day retreat. But he's a hot shot marketing guy but it was just the casualness of the way he does it. And people just feel like, oh wow, he singled me out and this is so cool. And then they give the details and then they either sign up or they don't. And he easily can make, you know, $25,000-$30,000 like that, you know, by doing this. So I thought, you know what, that would be a really cool thing to do. Mm-hmm. And I don't have the space right now to house people. But there's plenty of hotels nearby, so I could have a 3-day retreat, you know, maybe a business retreat and have them go stay at the hotel and then come. So I was thinking about doing something like that. So that might be an easy way for you to approach people.
Yeah. And for me, it's a lot for a lot of people that just need the either beginning, just getting into the healthy, integrating in their lifestyle, making it easier. What I've noticed is when you're doing it for them, it's making it easier for them in the beginning. So when they go home, it's not so daunting.
Right. Right. And they've had the experience of it and they want to keep it up versus just listening to you. You tell them something, they do it or not. And yeah. Good. I love it. Woohoo. Janet.
Hi.
Hi.
I am just so excited to be here. I look at the group of people that are here and I'm just in awe and wonder if I am in the right place. All of you I've seen over the years at Shine and all the conferences and everything, and I've just been so, so impressed by all of the things you know and do. And being a part of that is really what I want to do. In fact, I was late signing in here because I was doing that accelerator questionnaire, which I didn't know would be so long. So yeah, there was a lot to that I am.
It's to make you think, but also so that I know as much as I can, because I can best support you when I know as much as I can about what you're doing and what your goals are and all that. So yeah.
Well, as most of you know, this is a huge left turn for me. My life was pretty much set up and going, and then when it just stopped and Larry died, it was such an abrupt halt. My life totally ended and changed. So I'm still traveling. I still don't have roots anywhere. I'm not sure I want to do that yet at all. Unpacking that storage unit is daunting. Jane would probably have to come feng shui my house for me. But I know this is a place that I want to be. This is where I want to invest my time and interest and enthusiasm, and I have lots of that. But I need to have the program part of it because I'm not independently wealthy at this point. But so I need to support, you know, my need, want for teaching people for and travel. That's my big thing is travel. One question I already jotted down was for Stephanie and the programs that were part of that, what we signed up for. If you said something I don't know, for the, functional probiotics, how to rebuild digestive diversity and practitioner training. So I don't know. And Tom O'Brien, I don't know anything about that one either. That was in there too, but that's something I was going to talk to you about.
Oh, okay. So nobody sent you the information. Okay.
You know, they may have, where I'm at this little cottage on the Oregon coast, the internet is just unreliable.
Yeah.
So I apologize if I fade out or I did the other day. I was trying to say something and I got all garbly and disappeared.
Oh no.
So that happens sometimes. And then Jane, with your retreats, I would love to know about that. I don't know what you have planned and I don't know what you do with Mount Shasta, which is not far from me. So any information that you could send to me, I would love to know all about that. Great. And I don't know how to be supportive in the group yet because I don't even know what I'm doing here, but I am just honored to be here with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. And going back to, you know, our team was supposed to, I think they give it 30 days or whatever after Shine, but supposed to send people the information, send the, you know, Steph or Tom or whoever is offering the bonuses, the information about those people. But if they didn't, then I will be on the case. Yeah.
It's probably my end.
No, it sounds like Annette didn't get it either. And Steph didn't get a list, right? Steph should have gotten a list. Okay. No. I know Tony did because Tony got on us and said, hey, my program's starting real soon. And then Laura Fine, same thing. My program's starting real soon. So we got those out. But, you know, as far as the others, no, we didn't.
And I'm in no hurry. No hurry, Steph. A couple of months is fine.
Yeah.
And, of course, I will be gone the month of February. I will be in Africa that month.
Beautiful.
I'm really excited, but I'm not doing the other two trips I was going to do because I really decided I need to invest my time in this program. I was going to Israel and to Cairo, but I can do that again. My girlfriend's a travel agent. I can jump on board anytime.
Awesome.
So I'm really going to put my time and energy into the program here. My travel will be probably to Austin a lot, like it has been. So
great.
So that's what
Steph said. They haven't started the new group yet, so it'll be fine. We'll get it to you, and then you'll just get people out the information about when it starts.
And no hurry for me. No hurry on that.
I'll just get with Doreen and make sure that that happens because there's a few things that have been happening, Doreen.
Which makes me feel some better because technology is, you know, I'm a little bit of most of you. So I came in on the cutting edge of typewriters that were electric. That was a new thing. So computers really challenge me, and I have to really stop and breathe deep and relax to remember how to do things and get in, and then I find I don't have the endurance to really be on my computer so long.
Yeah.
Although I finished all of the chemistry program yesterday and I did it in two days. So
what? You did the whole chemistry in 2 days?
Well, in foundations and the transfer overs, some of the things that I didn't test out. So I went back and I pulled up all of my old information because I don't have a printer with me. And I reviewed the whole thing and then I went through it. And
awesome. That's pretty impressive. 2 days on that.
Well, it was impressive to me to know that I'd learned so much. That was the good part.
Good for you. Great.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So now we'll go around and give everybody an opportunity to share. I'm going to use, let me make sure I have the right timing, 12, but I have another 1:15. So 6:15. I'll set my timer so that we, 0 hours and 10. I'll do 10 minutes, 10 times 6. Yes, that'll be good. And then we'll have a little chance to break it up.
Is it okay if I skip my time? I want to be here, but I don't want to talk.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you have anything you want to share in the chat that you want,
Thank you.
A question or comment, we'll just answer it there. Absolutely. So I'll move this up to 12 minutes then. All right. All right. So who wants to start? If nobody volunteers, then I'll go in the same order. Lisa.
Okay. So thanks for volunteering me to be first. So I was just revisiting, you know, where I'm at in terms of my programs. And I have identified, you know, my signature program, the way I work with people, the comprehensive thing, and then I have this sort of foundational. And Seth, you asked about pricing gap, because I had the strategy sessions, which were really low price, and then I had my comprehensive strategy, which was a high price thing, and I didn't have much in between. So now I've dealt with all of that, and a new thing came up last year. I had quite a few requests for more or less what I'm calling them case reviews. So people get in touch with me and say, I have some labs, will you have a look at them? Or I want to get my hormones tested, can you help? And I didn't have one-off type of appointments because I have just programs, you know, that are, you know, assessment, a three-month program, etc. And so I developed this case review, which is more or less also like a lead magnet. So I will look, you know, talk to them, and I've worked out some kind of pricing, and so far two people have come back again for more tests, but they haven't taken the, but I thought it was a good thing to offer as a standalone kind of consultation with labs. Or there could also be, people ask me, you know, can I come in for just one nutrition assessment? And I also now offer that. It's not on my website yet, but do like a health history. It doesn't require any prep for me. And then I can talk to them. It's not different than a strategy session, because they would be actually paying for the price of a consultation, what a normal nutritionist costs in Switzerland. But then I can introduce them to the way I practice and then introduce mm-hmm. them to my program. So I thought, use it like a strategy session, but yeah. be paid a little bit more.
Right. Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense. And you make sure that you're not just letting them do continual one-offs, yeah. right? Yeah. Because you know how that gets into 3 months later and you're having to spend 3 hours trying to figure out where you left off with them, and that doesn't yeah. go well. Yeah.
Yeah. And so in this process, I was also looking at my different platforms. So I have AWeber. That's what I wanted to ask you guys is I'd like to know what is recommended. So I set up AWeber and Lead Pages 2 or 3 years ago, and I have Kajabi for my online program. But do you recommend something else? Should I switch out of AWeber or Lead Pages? Should I keep them? I mean, I'm open to change things.
Now, do you feel comfort around Lead Pages? You feel like you can comfortably make your opt-ins and sales pages in it? Because I've seen your stuff and it looks good. So,
yeah, they have a custom feature so you can customize the page.
Yeah.
And so that yeah, is all possible. But I remember one of the last NEPAs I went to, you guys mentioned ClickFunnels, and I didn't know how to compare it. And yeah. I was hoping for a one-stop, one shop for everything, but I guess there isn't a one shop for everything. I need some place to have my list and some place to have the sales pages. I know Kajabi wants to fill in that gap and offer sales pages. Right now, they just don't have that.
They don't have it down. You know, I know that that Jane is doing ClickFunnels for everything. So, and she's replaced Infusionsoft, so she could speak to that better. I know that if you're just using ClickFunnels like I am for the lead magnets and the opt-ins and all, it is much more expensive than Lead Pages. It's much easier to use, and I like it better in terms of the way you see your whole funnel there. So that for me is worth the extra expense, but I know it's much, much, much more expensive than Lead Pages. I think Lead Pages, I paid like $900 for 2 years versus ClickFunnels is $300 for a month. So it's a huge, huge difference.
Well, I think I pay $240 for Lead Pages for $220 something for a year. So yeah.
So you're paying much less. What Jane did, you know, Jane eliminated her Infusionsoft fees. So that clearly paid for it. She's doing it for her membership and she's doing it for her list and she's doing it. So if you want to comment on that and how much work it was to get that set up.
It's a lot easier and less headache, and I also have my classrooms in it. Mm-hmm. So everything is in it. Now, there are add-ins that you have to do for your mail, but it's not that much. And then obviously the payment portal add-in you have to put in, and I'm trying to think if there's something else. And then I use Vimeo for my videos, and that's cheap. That's not real expensive. And I think that's it. But I'm pretty much, because what I'm trying to do is simplify. So that's why I liked ClickFunnels. And they're adding options all the time. So they've expanded, I think, a lot in the last year. They've had a lot of features.
Yeah. Yeah. And so she could eliminate Kajabi, the fee of Kajabi, plus the fee of AWeber, which is, what, $20 a month or something?
Yeah, but then my list went over 500, so now I have an extra 10, you know. So it's like, why should you have a list that's bigger than 500? Because you just have to pay extra.
Yeah. You need a list of over 500. So, yeah, it makes sense. But with ClickFunnels, the $300 a month is what I pay, which is unlimited, unlimited number of contacts, unlimited number of funnels, et cetera. But then Jane said there's some a little extra because I don't email from there. I still do Infusionsoft. So if you want to do that, then there's the extra fees for that. So, I mean, it could cost like maybe $400 a month total if you moved it all there. So if you calculate up what you're paying right now and then versus the flexibility, because it with AWeber, every time you go up, it's going to keep going up, right? Yeah. So you could end up being paying $60 or $70 a month just for that piece of it, or more as your list grows. So it's really a matter of, you know, kind of weighing it out. There was some setup fees, right? Setup time, right, Jane, in terms of...
I paid for extra. I paid for the coaching, and it was essentially when you sign up, they offer you, the package.
Yeah.
And so I went for the whole package, which was worth it to me. But you can do it on your own. It's actually fairly easy. And then they also have an affiliate program.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
And that made it really easy too. So if you want, I can give you a walkthrough of it and show you how I'm utilizing it.
That'd be great, because I really like Kajabi for my programs. It's just really pretty, and I like how everything looks, and I can do it all myself. So I'd like to see how your classrooms look, and then make a decision, because I don't like having all these different things and all these different costs, and
Yeah.
So if I can bring it all together and simplify it like you did, that would be great. Thanks. Yeah, that would be perfect.
Okay.
And then next month I'd have to talk about or work on sales funnel. So that's the next thing I have to work on is the sales funnel. Now that I've sort of clarified how I practice again.
Right. Right. Like, how are you going to get them in? What's your lead magnet? Do you have a tripwire? If not, how do you get them through? With ClickFunnels, I will say that makes it so much easier because you create all the separate funnels and you see everything right there. Whereas in lead pages, it's like this is here and that's there. They're in the order of however you put them in. I always found that difficult to keep track of what pointed to what. Whereas ClickFunnels makes it much easier to have a full funnel and you see what's there. You can move things around and it's very, very convenient. But, the downside is the price at $300 a month. It's pretty expensive considering I don't use the affiliate program or the classroom or the mailing list piece, and the thought of moving my 100,000 people to that would... Here.
And that's why I moved it early.
Yes. Yes. We're up to almost 104,000 on our list. And it's like, that's daunting to think about changing that at all.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thanks, Jane. Yeah, I'd love to walk me through, when you have time and then I can make a decision. So that's it for me.
All right. Great. Perfect. All right. Let's cancel. And who wants to go next? Anybody? Otherwise, I'll just go in my order. Allison, okay. Hi, Allison.
Hi. Sorry, I was late. I was getting my hair done very nicely.
Oh.
But went on over a bit longer than I expected, and I have to pop out. But great to see you all. Nice to see you, Annette. Welcome to our group. And Janet, welcome. Great. Now, I think that water and smoothie fast did something to me because my brain cleared this week.
Ooh.
So, so yesterday I actually started to move forward. Today's been a bit brain foggy again, but yesterday it was amazing and I set up lots of things as I've outlined in the NEPA group. My celebrations for today are actually getting going with some programs and getting to know my coach's console a bit better and seeing how easy it's going to be to transfer my menopause course into a menopause online program and all of that. So moving forward with that, everything takes so long though. So that's tricky. One of my main problem is something that's been holding me back is about videos. And I know you mentioned, I think, was it Lisa mentioned that she's got her videos on Vimeo. Now that I've unsubscribed from any meeting which held my videos, I've now got them on my hard drive and on Dropbox. And, thank you, Lisa. So I need to know how to transfer. I mean, I'm really impressed, Rita Marie, with the way you managed to do the Facebook Lives and the interviews, and you're managing to stream them to several of your private groups at the same time. That's really clever. And then you're managing to save them. And I also would like to know how people are, where people are storing video, whether they're storing it on YouTube's Vimeo, and I think the or Amazon S file or something. There's another way as well.
Yeah, there's multiple ways.
Yeah. So what are people's thoughts? Because at the moment, I've got lots of recordings on Zoom, if, for example, for the ERC, as well as recordings from previously on any meeting, and I need to be able to post them somewhere where they're accessible for my courses.
Yeah, so there's a lot of ways you can do it. We, for a long time, were doing it with, we just had them on S3. And a lot of ours still are just on S3, and we just give people the link and you set it up in the, as part of the, you know, the page. So if it's a ClickFunnels page that shows it, we'll just show the S3. We also have used, like, for the Facebook Lives, once we're finished with the Facebook Live, we upload it to YouTube. And then the idea is, if I can actually get people to follow through with this, the idea is supposed to be that we do it and we get a quick Rev transcript turnaround, and they have this new thing, which is 10 cents a minute, where you basically go and it's computer generated. So I told them, just do that and then pull out like the main points, like a summary of what's going on in this video, and then make a blog post. So you get multiple exposures. So you have it on YouTube, make sure it's public on YouTube, and then you put it in a blog post, and it's maintained on Facebook. So those are three ways to do it. Of course, you could put it on Vimeo, but I think YouTube, for me, it's free. I think Vimeo costs, so I don't do it that way. For our launch videos, we house them on not Vimeo, but what's that other one? Forget what it is, but the reason we do it there is because we can tell how long people have watched for. You know, we can tell if they watch for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and I can't remember what it's called. It's fairly expensive when you get a lot of views on it. So during a launch, we're paying a couple $100 for a month to house those videos. Once the launch is over, then we don't get as many views, so we don't pay as much. But that could be done through YouTube. The problem with YouTube is you can't really see how long people are watching. So we're doing that during a launch to see, okay, people are bored at, you know, minute 13. What can we do? Can we shorten it? Can we change it? So there's plenty of options. I think the cheapest, easiest way initially is to just put them on YouTube. But of course, I keep them on my own drive. I keep them on my Dropbox. I'm not going to delete them and then just put them on some public place where somebody could pull the rug out from under me any point, right? I'm not going to do that. So I always keep a copy of it on my own Dropbox, right? And Amazon S3, I think we actually put them up there as well, because S3 is pretty inexpensive to watch.
Okay, that's great. One thing that frustrates me about Vimeo as an attendee is that I get into awful trouble because of my broadband being weak. And so, and you can't fast forward it to where it stopped last time. So say my broadband fails and I have to stop watching it and I want to come back and watch it the next day, I can't fast forward to that minute with Vimeo.
I wonder if that's a setting though, because I know that's, you can set it, when you set it up, you say whether or not there's controls. So right. I think that's a setting. I don't know who else uses Vimeo. I don't use Vimeo, but
it's a setting.
It's a setting. It's a setting. Yeah. And usually, you know, people, and I don't agree with this, but people, when you're doing like a marketing launch, they don't want people to be able to fast forward. They want people to have to watch the whole thing. I kind of think it's manipulative. So yeah. I prefer to be able to watch and fast forward through. And sometimes I just want to see the end. What are they offering? Okay, I'm ready to buy this. Like, why do I have to wait through 30 minutes of their blah, 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 right? Yeah. So, yeah, I like the idea of setting, and we usually use the setting where we do put the controls up.
And I think it's really important to be able to pause it, because it's very irritating if people aren't able to pause it and something.
Right, if somebody comes in, the dog starts barking, the door is ringing, you want to be able to pause it and then come back. You don't want to have to start all over again.
And also, when you come to a sales page, you want to see how long that video is, because if it's 30 minutes and you've only got 10 minutes now, you want to be able to pause it and come back at a time when you have got 30 minutes.
Right. And then the other thing for me is I don't like video-only sales pages. So I will always have the video, a short video, and then I'll have all the descriptions on the page so they can review it. Because one thing that really bothers me is if I'm watching this sales video and I'm like, oh, what's included with this? And then suddenly they say, okay, buy it now. And I'm like, it's $1,000, but what's really in it? I don't remember exactly what they said. I like to actually, I usually take a clip of the sales page in my Evernote so I can go back and see, are they delivering what they said they were? Did I get this or that or the other thing yet? So I personally am not a big fan of video only sales pages. I don't have the time to watch a freaking video. Just tell me what's there. I can read it much quicker than I can watch. A lot of people do like it. So I like to do both personally.
Yeah. I think that's a great, great principle. I prefer that as well. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering with, what's it, Webinar Jam, which Steph uses a lot. Yeah, how do you get on with that?
Well, I use Webinar Jam for my live webinars. So I like that because then once it's over, you can either set it up so that there's a replay, but you can also use this other portion of it called EverWebinar, where you put it in and it does that thing where, oh, sign up for the replay. It's happening at noon or 4 or 7 or tomorrow. And that gives people the option. When you just give people a replay, they go, oh, I'll watch it later. And they download it and they save it for later and they never watch it. So if you're doing a launch or a marketing thing, you want them to watch it. So what I like to do is make it into an ever webinar where they can't just watch the replay. They have to watch it at a certain time. So they have to schedule the time to do it. That's what I do. That's why I use it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way, as long as there's enough variety in the timings to enable people to watch it.
Yeah, and I always, there's this thing they call just in time. I don't know if you use that stuff, but it's just in time. So you go in there and it'll say, oh, there's the next one is in 15 minutes. So it always schedules it for like 15 minutes from when they're there. It'll say, oh, you can watch it at 15 minutes. If you wanted to have them watch it, the replay from yesterday, you could. It'll say that, or you can have them watch it at particular times that you lay out, you pick two times, but it makes it real convenient.
Mm-hmm. So is Webinar Jam quite expensive?
Well, when I bought it, I paid $297 for lifetime access. That was when I first came out with it. It's not that anymore. I think it's like $497 a year. So it's still not that expensive compared to like a GoToMeeting or any of those, which costs like, $100 a month. And there's unlimited. I haven't used the new one yet. They've had a new version and I didn't get automatically updated to it like Steph did right before a webinar. So I didn't get screwed that way. But I use that for all my VHK shows and I use it for all my webinars.
Right. So use it for your vital healing kitchen.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Brilliant.
Yeah. So Allison, the only thing it can't do is you can't like talk to somebody. You can't be like, oh, Martha has a question. Click. Hi, Martha. Hi, I'm Martha.
Yeah, like, you can, but it's a pain in the frickin' ass to do.
It's not nice.
Not like, simple. Don't like, do Zoom. It. But Zoom to get the numbers, like you may be able to use Zoom now, but to get more than 100 people on a Zoom, really you're paying like $500 a month, which is ridiculous. Yeah.
So in my opinion, there's no good solution for a large webinar where there's actual interaction with human beings. Yeah. It's either like you have a handful of people and you can talk to them, or you're doing a presentation.
It's hard to have interaction. Yeah.
Yeah, that thing on Webinar Jam is not a solution. It just like cuts. bad things happen.
It's a bad one. Now, I just saw a video on Instantel Seminar, which I've been using for years for just the audio only stuff. And they are now doing, in June, they're supposed to be announcing video conferencing. Yay! So I'm excited to see what they come up with as well, because I really like that platform because it's so easy to get your you know, responses, and you have the phone and all that. Typically, yeah. What I do with Webinar Jam is I'll set up a backup on Instantel Seminar for the phone numbers. So if people want to get on and ask questions on the phone, they can. So that's my workaround for that. Yeah, there's right. No perfect platform, and that's why I'm hoping that maybe Instantel Seminar will, you know, create that, hopefully. We'll see.
Yes, that's exciting because originally Instant Teleseminar didn't have texting, and they now have text interactions.
Yep, they have the chat. So yeah, they have
I've had Instant Teleseminar in the past, and I switched to any meeting because I love the chat. As you know, I'm very chatty, both as an attendee and as a...
Right, yeah, and I like that. And you do have the chat on Webinar Jam, so mm-hmm. You just can't interact with people live. I mean, you can, but it's just, it doesn't work easily.
So Instant Teleseminar might be an answer from June.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's worth looking at. I don't know.
So in short, you've still got lots of options yourself for your big list because you're doing several different varieties of live video marketing.
Yeah. And we pay a lot of money. We pay for Zoom Webinar. We pay for Webinar Jam and Ever Webinar. We pay for Instantel Seminar because Instantel Seminar, once you start it, you can't get out of it because unless you hire somebody, you're done. Unless you hire somebody to go in and download all your audios from it, you're stuck because everything you ever did is there. I mean, certainly you can hire somebody in the Philippines to go and download everything, but and then get off of it. But at this point, we've stuck with it because I still use it for a lot of the calls that don't require video.
I've just had to download all my AnyMeeting recordings for the same thing because coming out of it and saving $700 a year it meant I have to save them somewhere. Thank you very much, that's very helpful.
Thank you. All right, who wants to go next? Jane, Annette, Janet?
I guess I can go. I don't know that I have really anything right now. And I noticed Paul just walked in, came home early today. Snow day. I think my biggest challenge right now is really more of a personal one because I have so many things going on, especially with sick parents out in California. And it's having focus, really focus, because I'm so scattered, you know, with the move and going back and forth to California all the time. It's really more of me settling in with that, you know, I can't be there with my parents all the time and I've got to let it go and I've got to let my sisters take care of them. There's nothing that I can do health-wise because they won't follow my stuff anyway. Although I did get my mom on some pretty good supplements and she's kind of maintained, but, they still choose the medical route and it's very challenging. So I'm kind of grappling with that at an emotional level right now.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to clear the clutter. And right now with it being, you know, winter, I want to hibernate and in that creative mode.
Yeah. And
getting in the active work mode is very challenging for me right now. So that's kind of what I'm grappling with right now.
Yeah. And so what do you think you need to be able to shift that? Or do you want to shift that? I mean, I know, you know, there's nothing you can do.
No, I do. It's hard, right? You know, I'm I want to be there for my parents, but at the same time, I can't. I'm across the country.
Right.
And I just need to come to terms with it.
It's a hard one to grapple with, right? Because you know that you have solutions that could really help them. Mm-hmm. And they're rejecting it. I know, I've been there, done that. And it's really challenging, right? Yeah. And you kind of sit there.
Whole obligation. It's that whole child obligation, right?
You should yeah.
Parents, I should be, you know, the same time is that I, you know, there's the... I need inside me to be able to have my own business, you know, and my own community. And so it's again, you know, here I have another move, right? It's challenging, you know, how much it set me back last time. So I'm hoping, you know, this won't set me back. You know, I just need to move forward. So I'm working on it.
And just keep moving. I think that the idea of working on something as exciting as a retreat center, mm-hmm. keep going. And I would say, you know, think about your cleanse, right? You do well with that. It brings some income in and people love it. So when can you do that again? I don't know if when.
Well, that's scheduled. I've got one scheduled for March and one for April.
Beautiful.
So hopefully I can pull it off. So I have a deadline, right? So yeah. I work well on deadlines. So
yeah.
If I don't have a deadline, I will, you know, find many scroll moments.
Right. But, you know, given that you just did it in your new site, it's not like you still have the conversion to do. It should be a piece of cake for you to just do it in March, right? You just have to get your marketing together in advance. And mainly for marketing, I mean, if you just reach out to the people who have done it before, you're going to at least have fill it just by doing that and right. reach out to your list and other people and reach out on the Facebook groups and let people know you're doing it again. So many people have loved it and gotten good results that they're going to say, oh, let me recommend this to my, you know.
My big thing right now is really finding my voice and keeping the constant communication, because I'm only out there when I'm ready to announce a cleanse. I mean, that's going to get, you know, they're going to get sick and tired of that here. So I'm looking at options right now on, you know, above and beyond just email. And this will be for a future call that I'll talk to you guys about, that there's something out there that may be really cool for all of us to communicate on an ongoing basis, on a cell phone level and on an iPad level, which is where the communication is starting to head because people are more on their cell phones.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for, and it's that whole, I want it easier. You know, yeah. I want it, you know, not so cumbersome of programs and, you know, how do I deliver that high quality product still having the connection, because I think that's why I like the retreat thing so much, is because there's that personal connection, and I think that's really what I'm really longing for right now, and I don't have.
Well, you know, one of the things that I find that I love is Facebook Live, and my plan is to just once a week get on Facebook Live with, whether I'm interviewing someone or just getting on and sharing from my backyard about, you know, or at the grocery store, hey, I'm in the produce aisle. Look at this cool stuff. And I'm going to choose this and this. I'm going to make a smoothie. Wow, what are you doing? And you can communicate because people ask questions, right? And I love that as a medium. And it's so easy. Like, you really.
Well, and I just uncovered when I bought my new phone last year, I got I got a video camera. It's a Samsung, it's a 360, and it does 360 view.
Yeah.
So playing with that to get started on it, and I had forgotten that I had it, and I pulled it out of the cabinet the other day.
Oh, cool. I haven't tried, I got one as a Christmas present and I haven't tried it yet, but it's supposed to be really cool. So, but even without that, you basically just need a simple little tripod, you know, like I have over there.
Right.
It's just a little thing and you stick your phone on it and you just talk into it and you can carry it around. I can carry it around my backyard. I love doing it outside, but I ain't going out when it's 17 degrees out. So it's not happening right now, but, I will do that once it's warm. And that's been my goal, is to just come up with, what do you want to say to people? You can send simple emails. You don't have to, and not just things. Hey, how are you doing? Like, so people feel like you're really communicating with them. Hey, I've been thinking about you. How's it going? You know, I'm working on this new year and making a commitment to myself to make sure I'm always doing whatever, my smoothies and juices. And what have you done lately? You know, just kind of just chatty stuff. It doesn't have to be, right?
I just need to start chatting.
Chat with them, right.
One of the chatty spurts on Facebook. Like I do have spurts. And then I'm like gone. Like I've got these moments where I'm into it. And then I got these moments like I just don't even want to be on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, just set yourself a time. Like you said, you go good on deadlines. Say, you know, even if you get on Facebook Live and say, hey, every Monday at 5 p.m., I'm going to be, you know, approximately, I'm going to be getting on here and sharing stuff. What do you want me to talk about? I'd love to share some of my favorite stuff. You get on for 20 minutes. and then you leave.
It just, do you do it on your personal page or just your other pages?
I have a program called Leap or something like that. And you basically, when I set up rules so that if I do it on my group page, my professional page, it will broadcast wherever else I tell it to broadcast. So I have multiple groups, which is what I think who was saying it earlier, that I'm doing it on multiple groups at the same time. Yeah, it's a software. It was like $70. And I basically install it right on Facebook and you give rules. So if I post on my professional INE page, then I would also want to post on the INE group and the NEPT group so everybody gets it. If I post on my regular page, then I'll post it also on my personal page. For a while, I was posting it directly on my personal page, but we started to do some stats and looked and saw that we got more engagement if we did it on the professional page. It used to be my personal page had more people on it than my professional page. So then I would always post it there. I could reach 5,000 versus 3,000. Now we're up to more like 9,000, very low, very small compared to most people with Facebook. But now I post it on there, but I also dual broadcast it on the other places, which I guess gets annoying for people who are on multiple groups. They're like, oh, she's here, she's there, she's everywhere. Wow. But it helps because we get a lot of engagement that way. And people say, oh, thank you so much for posting it on this group, because I really, you know, I wouldn't have seen it if I was on just the page.
Yeah. And, it's the quality, not the quantity, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're on that group for a reason.
Exactly. And they may not be on my main page. So like the Unstoppable Health, we get a lot of people in there all the time from, I don't know, wherever, because Facebook says, oh, you might like this group. And then they join. They may not be on my group. I think what we need to do is connect them more and get them to join the group, the page as well. But, you know, I just don't have that together at this point. But have fun with it. Is what I'm saying, right? Don't make it feel like an obligation. What do you want to say to these folks? How do you want to connect with them? And if you want to do it where you can interact, do it on Facebook Live, right?
Right.
It's easy. They talk to you and you talk back. And you know, you don't actually talk, but they give chat and it's very nice. It feels really connected and people send the little hearts and, you know, all that kind of stuff and they love it. And I think it's a good thing. And
then there was just an announcement that Facebook wasn't going to be showing the videos as much. So maybe that's on the personal page. Did you see that?
Yeah, I think they're looking at the personal feeds being more personal stuff. So I don't know.
Because they're saying with the videos, people aren't chatting as much on the videos. And that Facebook wants to go back to the more personal stuff when people are actually writing things in. So that was just announced.
Interesting. Well, we're getting a lot of chatting. You know, people talk and ask questions and go back and forth. So, I mean, try it. See what happens. But then it's afterwards we get a lot of traffic. So we may do one and there may be 50 people on it. And then like within 5-6 hours later, it's been seen by 1,000 or 2,000, mm-hmm. right? So it gets shared and, you know, that kind of thing. And then I think once you do it, then you have a little video that you can put on YouTube, right? And then you can make a blog post that gives like, we talked about this, and this, you know, make a blog post. I heard that if the blog post is less than 300 words, that it doesn't get the SEO traction. So you make sure that you've got at least 300 words that describe what the video is about. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. It's just, you know, have fun with it. Great. Thank you. So Annette.
Oh, thank you. First off, we're no longer at 17. We're warming up. We're almost at freezing.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Heat wave.
Wow. When I looked this morning, it was like 17. Are they serious? This is Texas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little chilly. So one of the things that we had talked about was keywords.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that the free ones that I'm coming across, really the free programs just aren't really that helpful. So what's a good free one? Or, you know, if I'm going to buy it, fine, but I'd like to buy a better program.
Yeah. And the one I used to use, let me see if it got changed its name, but I think I used to be able to still, it was AdWords dot keyword.com?
They're still AdWords, yeah.
Let me see. I can't be reached.
The AdWords is still there. And I think they have like a free 30-day trial or something.
Really? They don't have a free?
They have a free, but it's not, it doesn't really give you a lot.
Yeah, the one I used to use was free. I haven't done it in a while. And you would put in your words and then it would give you all kinds of alternatives and it would be a...
give you like maybe 20 options. And then it's like if you want the next 20, you have to pay.
Anybody have any thoughts on that? Steph, have you ever used it?
Not lately.
No.
That's dumb how they make you pay if you want.
I know. It used to be it was part of the AdWords thing, and they just made it available. Keyword Finder, find keywords, try free, WordStream, PW Finder. Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. It's a good thing for us to look into because I don't know which one would be. Your keyword tool, Google Planner, alternative. Total is number one free alternative to AdWords Keyword Planner. Okay, let me see. Keyword tool, best alternative to Keyword Planner and other research tools. Let's see. Free version of Keyword Tools generates up to 750 long-tail keywords. Here,
that's better.
That's better. It's worth looking at.
Yeah.
I haven't done the research on it in a long time, so... I'll look in, I think there was in the PBSS library, there was one of them where I talked about that, and I don't remember the exact URL that I was using, and maybe it's gone now, but that one just showed up as they give you 750, so you should be able to deal with 750.
Yeah, that would be a lot better than what I was doing.
Yeah, that's not so good. Yeah, but that's a good way to find out who's searching for what, and right, because sometimes we go, oh yeah, I'm going to do everything. I'm going to put it all on my blog. I'm going to put the keyword of, I don't know, smoothie diet. And you go back and you look and you see that it's a very high competitive and people are actually paying for those words. And you're not going to be able to match it if some big company is paying to go for that. Whereas there's some longer tail keywords, meaning that it has other pieces on it. Like I remember doing something with gluten-free diet for adrenal fatigue. And I was on number one on the search engine, like within 3 weeks.
Wow.
But because it was a unique thing, but people were still looking for it, right? You don't want to go for something that there's only 12 people a month looking for. Right. But if there's a million people looking for it, then it's too competitive and you're not going to be able to get traction because there's a lot of people doing it. So I've been taught somewhere in the neighborhood of 75, anywhere from 12 to 75,000 people looking for it a month would be helpful. And then you also with this old keyword searcher, it would tell you what the competition was, high, medium, or low. So yeah, give that one a try and see if it shows.
Yeah. I'll look at it and let you know.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Thanks.
And then the other question I had is you were going to share some notes with me on how to be a bestseller before you.
Oh, I didn't send that to you? I thought I did. Okay. Let me write that down. I had that one that I had sent in an email to somebody.
Talk about that. The only thing you sent me was the, from Scott, our notes from our talk.
Okay. I will give that to Annette. I basically took my notes from the class that I was in and I put them in a document because they were in Evernote and I sent it to, who did I send it to? It wasn't Lisa. I think it was Deborah and Diane Letchworth. I sent it to them and I will be able to find the email and forward. I thought I did that, but I'll go ahead. You got to be careful because we've been having trouble with our emails going to Gmail accounts. And I've been having to send it from my personal in order to go. So it may be that I sent it.
And it just
ended up into the oblivion.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a bad hacker in there sending millions of spam messages from one of our email addresses. And everybody shut us down.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
That's really what I'm working on right now.
Good. Good. Well, congratulations. What?
How do I schedule the VIP with you since we didn't get that done?
Let's look at our calendars. I'll look at my calendar and share with you some of the options.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
That sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, okay. You can't do it through my automatic link because I block my weekends off. And usually I do it on a Friday or Saturday or Sunday. Okay. And you're pretty open to doing like a Friday, right?
Yeah.
I can. Look, I have so many Fridays blocked off that will be, as long as I'm not out of town, we can do it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's easy for you to get here.
Yeah, it is. You gotta get to the other side of town.
Yeah. Yay. All right. Is that it?
I think so. Thank you.
Super. All right. Janet?
Wow. Oh, boy. Whole new vocabulary, tripwires, and tunnels, and oh, my goodness. That, I'm not sure that's going to be my venue as I get further into planning out some type of program for a business. Public speaking comes fairly easy to me. Easy for me to connect and work with folks. I don't think I'll ever get away from the technology. I'm going to have to hire some college student to follow me around and tell me how to remember to do stuff. I don't know. But the biggest thing for me is finding a niche. Everything is interesting. It's all exciting. I want to learn all about it, but there's not enough time in the rest of my life to do this. I need to start like 30 years ago, not today. So I'm going to have to keep narrowing it down. And I think what I've discovered is that, not that I'm not afraid of a challenge, but things that come easily for me is where I can excel. If the computers and all of these things about programs and doing online type things is always going to be such a struggle, then that's probably not where you're going to go. Yeah.
Well, public speaking is an amazing entry point. It's a matter of knowing how to get the public speaking gigs, having a really good signature talk that gets people into whatever it is you want to get them into, whether it be a live event thing, whether it be retreats. You know, really, we need to, we'll talk about this during our practice session in a couple of weeks, but it's really a matter of, like, honing in on what your strengths are. What is it that you really want to be doing? You don't want to create a business that doesn't support your desires, that doesn't warm your heart, that creates anxiety when you think about it. You want to create it in a way that makes sense for you. Like, what are the things you want to be doing for people? Maybe you want to be going to people's houses and setting up their kitchens and, you know, teaching them how to make food or doing group sessions like that or, you know, doing retreats like Jane is talking about. There may be things like that that gives you that person-to-person connection that makes sense. And, yeah, there may be some online pieces to it where, you know, like in ERC, you get on those calls with people and you're masterful at that. You're such a good coach. Right? You just really connect with people and they feel cared about.
Yeah, I think being a part of this group will help me find that direction. I see people are very passionate about where they're going. And I'm just not really quite sure where I'm going to go. When I hit it, then we'll be on a roll.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Yeah, I think so. And we talked about some stuff at the retreat last year with the grandma thing.
The cyber grandma.
Yeah.
I still have some friends that I was in Peru with, and this guy talked to me. We were flying from Lima to Cusco, and he was talking about that, and he says, oh, this is great. He says, if you want to help set it up, I'll help you set it up. And I have all that opportunity, but it's not there.
It's not like grabbing you.
No. It's great and it's a good idea and I could do it. But I want that one that it's like the eagle on that airway. You're just floating on that current. That's the one that you go far, fast, easy. You don't expend a lot of energy. It's there.
Okay. So what I would recommend that you do before we have our conversation in a couple of weeks, that you sit down and just list all the things you love, love, love to do. All the things you love to do, even if they're not related to the health field, but all the things you love to do, all the activities you like to be engaged in, how you like to connect with people. And then all the things you love to do within the health space, like you love going and helping your daughters, like set themselves up, or whatever it is that you've done that you really loved. What is it about the ERC coaching that you love? Like, just make a big brainstorm dump list. Okay. And then we'll go through that and we'll explore, like, what can be turned into a business you can monetize. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm open and I know it's there. It's closer and closer.
Yeah. But, and once you find it, you'll go jumping forward with it.
Right. That's it. So today, no, I don't have anything, to offer for any of your business things. I think you're all just amazing and doing great jobs. I just love listening to you. And one of these days I'll be on board.
You will. You're getting there. Super. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So just to let everybody know who's been with us for a while that we added some new Practice Accelerator features. Some of it was actually prompted by Jane, but we've got five content calls scheduled for, like, and I really want to get input from you guys on what you most need to hear, like learn about. And those are on the calendar. I don't remember when the dates are. I think the first one's sometime in February. There's also, we added like two or three, I can't remember, all day retreat type things, like really good learning things that are all day retreat type things. So, and then what else? I think there was those are supposed to be the get it done type things where we can actually get together and work on something, like whatever it is that you want to be working on. So open to suggestion on topics and things that you most want to hear from, and you can post it in the Facebook group. The retreats are virtual. Yeah. 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 Definitely virtual, Lisa. Yeah. Cause it's hard for people. You know, we have the regular NEPT retreat that's in person. We have the Shine that's in person. And then the rest of these would be virtual. So it's not an impact on people. Now there is also an extra day for, Practice Accelerator. And this year it's going to be the day before our regular retreat starts in May. So on the Friday, and that's for everybody to get together as an all day in person type thing where we can share and be together. So that'll be cool. I'm looking to see what else. And Annette had a good idea for homeopathic cream for stuff. Let's see. Okay.
And Steph, you might be able to find Traumeal in Canada because it still exists. Heal still exists in Germany.
Oh, so that's Traumeal you put on the larynx?
I just rubbed it all over the outside of my throat, and it helped a lot with laryngitis.
Wow. Well, that's good to know. Yeah. I never thought about that.
I mean, I was desperate one day, and it was like, well, it says it's anti-inflammatory. And then I could talk.
Yeah. You know what else is supposed to be good for a local application for inflammation is OxyCell from, what's the name of that company? Apex. They use it, they say, you know, when people have thyroid disease and they have nodules and stuff, to put it actually over the thyroid, and they say, you know, over joints and stuff. I've not used it really, but I've had people use it for overall, you know, autoimmune stuff because it's got a lot of good stuff in it. Okay. Anything else? Thank you for your congratulations on a list, which makes it good for all of you who have included a promotion, right? You get to be promoted to 100,000 people rather than, you know, 20,000 when some of you first started. So it's cool. Live Leap, that's it. Yes. Yeah. And it's cheap. So it's just definitely worth it if you're going to start to do more. Cure Tool. Yay. You're planning to be there in May. Horrific. Great. That's horrific. And then we were going to do it on the other day, OxyCell, OXICELL. We were going to do it Tuesday. We were going to do a thing with Laura Fine, a presentation where she was going to explain more about what she's doing and the 3 days before. But she got sick and we canceled it. So we'll probably do it in February. But she'll basically share what that's all about if anybody wants to sign up for it. Jane's been to her full-on programs and knows the value and the benefit that she's had. And it's similar to her level one class, but very focused for health professionals. So I'm excited about it. All right. So let's finish up. What do we do? Okay, we're good. Let's finish up by everybody sharing like maybe one thing you've learned from somebody else's share, or in general, what you've learned and what you want to take action on based on what you've heard or learned today. So Lisa, there we go. Lisa, you want to start?
Yeah, I guess we're all on different, you know, different points in our journey. So Janet, don't worry, because it's always overwhelming. and then you start to break it down into steps. And then I learned a lot also about Allison and the video thing, because that's something I've been thinking about as well. So it's just, right. But I try not to get too overwhelmed with all these different resources and things. So I, not that I let it go in one ear and out the other, but I've learned to listen without thinking, oh my God, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, because there's so many bright, shiny objects that could get us distracted, is really staying focused on what our primary goal is. And there's stuff that you can come back to, make notes about it as something to come back to later when the time is right, if the time is right. I'm like that all the time. I hear these things. I go to these conferences. I meet with masterminds of other people. I'm like, oh, I should be doing that. Oh, I should be doing that. And I'm like, oh, calm down, like one thing at a time. Put it into place, master it, and then go on to the next thing. Yeah, thank you. Annette?
The video part was real interesting because we talked about my having to do that soon. And the bright, shiny object is so true, because I get those emails and it's like, ooh, I want to do that. And I watch the free webinar and it's like, oh, I need to do that. But I have retrained myself in the last couple of months to stop and sit and go, wait. When am I going to pay them this? Because I'm going to get it from you and from this group. So that's really helped me let a lot of that go and to get off a number of email lists.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So that's got to get myself off a number more, because it is very easy. Like, oh, I got that. And I have so many programs that I've purchased that I haven't even looked at. Everybody's shaking their heads. You're like, oh yeah, I should do that, but it's 3 years old now. It's probably out of date. It's sitting on my shelf.
Yeah. So this has helped me focus a lot. Good. So thank you.
Yeah. It's really, focus is super important.
Yeah.
How about you, Jane? Anything you want to share?
Well, I'm on a purchase moratorium. I am not purchasing anything. I'm trying to eliminate distractions is what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
And keep things simple. So for this call in particular, it's that, you know, focus is keeping it simple, making constant contact.
Yeah, keeping in constant contact with people, even if you're not selling them anything, and even better if you're not selling them anything. I know people who like created a list by offering a recipe a week, like a plant-based recipe a week for free, built a list of like 70,000 people before deciding, well, maybe I should market to these people, and then built a business on it, right? But he had such good rapport with these people because all he did was give. And never ask for anything in return. Now, that could backfire because people are not used to paying you, right? They'll pay other people, but they're not used to paying you. So I don't know that you want to go 3 years without offering them anything for sale. But while you don't have something for sale, you just keep up the goodwill. You nurture them. Yeah, it's really important. Yeah, good. Janet?
It is just so nice to know that there are so many similarities, even though I'm just starting. Yes, I bought a lot of programs and a lot of books I haven't read. And I too am trying to cut down on the emails and focus in, because I really don't even have a clear direction yet to go. So it is kind of nice to know that these are challenges for everyone as well, even when you're established and well on your way.
Yep. Yeah. Good point.
It's nice to know. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all in the same boat. It's really easy to get distracted.
Yeah. For me, I missed most of everybody else's share. So sorry about that. I'll listen to the recording and see what I can add to support people. For the newbies, don't forget to post in the NEPAR Facebook group, things that we can support you with. Thank you very much for all the information that you shared around videos. Brilliant. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And the bright, shiny objects. I mean, I've got two telesummits on my hard drive. One's Lyme disease and one's the women's hormones, and I haven't had a chance to listen to a single one of them.
Yeah, so here's what I do with those. I get them onto my phone, have them on Dropbox, and then I upload them to my phone. And then I listen and watch while I'm exercising, making food, on an airplane, wherever, right? And then it gives me incentive to exercise more. Oh, I don't want to get back yet. Let me do another loop because I want to finish listening. And I've listened to so many things that way. And yeah, I have the second chronic Lyme disease one, and I've got the mold one. I've got a ton of them to listen to. Yeah, not enough.
That's how I listen to any PT.
Yes.
And Kendall Summerhawk and Bill Barron and everybody. It's brilliant. I love it. Great. Portable on the go. Yeah. And I love Dropbox for that.
It's a great way to do it. Yeah. And we'll save Steph's voice, but Steph says she's going to take a look at the Live Leap and integrating with Facebook Live. It's the third time it's come up, so I think it's a good time. It's well worth the $75. It's easy to set up. And I love it that I don't have to then go, oh, I want to share this to this group, and I want to share it to this group. It's actually happening live, so they can actually be on there and asking questions live. So it's definitely, to me, it was worth the investment. Yeah. All right. Mrs. Steph. Oh yeah, it's Live Leap. Live Leap. It's like it's just a little $75 thing, and you go into Facebook and it tells you, you know, how to install it, and it's pretty easy. Once it's set up, it's just, you know, a no-brainer. Yeah. Cool. That's it. All right. Well, thank you everybody. Thanks for being here. I'm going to go save my voice for the next couple of minutes. And I managed to make it through a whole hour without coughing, so that's good. And I have another hour and a half to go through before. So I'm going to save my voice.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.